views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to the hit show, Sheer Alchemy, with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Just say yes to explosive abundance. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Now, here's your host, Leslie Fontaine.
Welcome, everybody. This is Leslie Fontaine. This is Sheer Alchemy. And like every time, we're talking about transformation. We're talking about shifting. We're talking about what's within us that's coming up within us that we're able to shift, transform, transmute, and go to higher levels within ourselves. You know, it's all the energies within us that we are wanting to shift to a better level. And, you know, for a long time, a lot of us didn't have tools. We didn't know how to do this kind of thing. We felt stuck. We felt victimized. And that's the topic of our show today. And Happy New Year to everyone. This is a great show for kicking off our intentions, for kicking off what it is that has been coming up for us. You know, I'm not much myself into, you know, days being this arbitrary decision point. You may have been working on some things in yourself and in your desires for the last several months. Well, today we're going to talk about how to step into your empowered self with your intentions. We might do it a little differently. You know, for a long time, there's been a lot of goal-oriented language about how to achieve our goals, how to step into it. And some of it, honestly, is white-knuckling it. Some of it feels like we, you know, work at our goals for about, you know, a month or two, and then we kind of fizzle out. And sometimes we're achieving our goals without the best energy. And this is going to be an interesting topic today, because sometimes when we're pushing out of fear or pushing with a lot of anxiety or, you know, feeling less than, we can manifest things and we think, well, gosh, how did I make that happen? How did this show up? Why did these people treat me that way? Why did they say no? You know, they're supposed to say yes. We're going to talk about alignment within our field so that we know that we truly desire what we say we want. And, you know, this is a touchy subject for a lot of people because they swear up and down that they want what they say they want. But when we go into our energy fields, and I can tell you this is true for me, and for many people I work with, is we will sometimes identify a counter intention. And the counter intention is an energy. It's a block, right? So we don't get all upset that the counter intention is there. What we want to do is understand it, go into it, and understand the reason for the counter intention. So let's make up our minds right now that we are not going to get all angry with ourselves that we haven't achieved our goals or our desires. We're going to check out what the counter intention is. Often the counter intention is an old energy. It's an old motivation. It's another priority from maybe not even you. And it is coming up to be examined. So like I've said often, when we have an intention, and there's a block, it's all on purpose because this block, this intention is allowing us to even see the block. Think about not even knowing it's there and just struggling year after year after year. And why doesn't this thing happen? You know, and you start to get all down on yourself. The block is surfacing because you had the intention. And now you can see it. And now you can clear it if that's what you want. Sometimes it's very eye-opening to find out what our counter-intention actually is. So today we'll be taking calls. I wanted to give you some information about the show today. If you want to call in and talk about shifting out of victim energies into your powerful responsibility for your field, the number to call is 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. I do want to let you know that going hand in hand with today's topic is a class I'm going to be teaching that starts this Thursday. It's not that too late to sign up now. It's called Becoming the Hero in Your Own Life. And this is about stepping into our power, stepping into all of our own intentions and desires. You know, some of us are strong in one area and weak in another and reactive or submissive. And this class steps us through the process of identifying where we live in power and where we don't, what our attachments are, some agreements we have, some core wounds that come up every time we step into something. You know, we may find ourselves holding on tightly to some ways of life, old loyalties, extreme fears, and, you know, stepping into being the hero of your own life means that you're ready to clear out some of the blockages. It also means a marvelous transformation in your life. So if you're interested in this class, it's 4 one-hour classes by teleconference. It's real easy to do. It's Thursday evenings. And if you go to my website, lesliefontaine.com, LesLieFontaine.com, we are going to walk you through the process of transforming your story, owning your energy, owning your power, and not being afraid of the blocks that show up, like we just talked about, so that you can step into all that you're meant to be. So be bold now. This is a great way to step into your intentions for the rest of the year. And if you've got any questions about this, don't hesitate to write me. You can write at leslie@lesliefontaine.com. So with that out of the way, let's talk a little bit about what I mean by victim. You know, when I say the word victim, some people get very, very upset about, are you calling me a victim? First of all, think of victimization as an energy. Don't think about it as a definition of you. That's not who you are, okay? You're superb. You are so much greater than all of that. But we can carry in our field victimized energies. And think about a time that very likely you were a victim. All of us were a victim. That's when we were children, all right? We couldn't drive a car, go to the grocery store, pay for anything. We had so many authority figures in our lives, from our families to people at school to any extracurricular activities we had. And we couldn't exactly be the boss of much at all, okay? So that is a legitimate time that we were a victim. Many of us suffered a lot of abuse at those times. So when we suffered that, there wasn't really anywhere we could go, you know, especially if we were very young. So what happens with that? What happens is we hold it in our field. It becomes a core wound. It becomes almost encoded in our energy. And so many of us have the experience of getting a phone call, watching something on TV, walking down the street, or having a tone of voice that's spoken, let's say, at work or in an interaction or encounter that's random. And it triggers a very visceral, powerful experience, okay? And it is touching on that victimized energy, that wound there. So what would most people do? Most of us would just run like hell as far away as we can from that experience, right? It feels awful. It feels terrible. We don't want to be anywhere near it. So the idea of going from a victimized energy and stepping into empowerment, it sounds almost daunting. Like, how am I going to do that? How am I going to become this incredibly responsible, powerful person in the face of what I've been through in my life? So, you know, we're going to go into a break, but I want you to understand some things. You know, I am not negating or invalidating any of the wounds or the pain or the suffering or the actual experiences that we went through in life. But what happens is that when we have some of these experiences, we become victimized and we don't ever want to experience it again. So we cover it over, we hide it, but sometimes it causes us to be submissive and yielding and disempowered, and we don't use that aspect of our energy to fully step into all that we are. We learn messages like, whoa, if I do that, you know, X is going to happen. Well, that isn't necessarily going to happen, but we've predicted it because it's happened before. It was a part of our experience, and we don't want to risk any harm coming upon our field. So please understand that when we are talking about shifting victim energies, we are talking about the energy, not you as a person. We are not even invalidating or judging or deciding anything about you. All right, we're talking about the energy. So try during this break to separate the difference between the energy and your identity. Okay, because what we want is that when you step into powerful responsibility, the other half of this, that is when you own your energy, all right? So many of you who've done very deep, powerful healing in your field, I mean, you've done some of this work. It's powerful. It takes a lot of courage. We want to create a safe space for it. I don't minimize any of the experiences or tragedies that anyone has been through. But when we step into the responsibility, we begin to take back those places of our energy that have been given away or submerged due to pain and trauma. So this is an exciting show because you have intentions that you want to step into, dreams and goals that you want to create, and this energetic area is showing up for us to clear it so that you can. We'll be back.
Fed a lover with just your hands.
Beyond being this amazing neurologist, inventor, author, Dr. Dan Cohen has been called to look at technology and look at personal and spiritual development and merge these together. As technology uses the healing and psycho-spiritual effects of synchronized sounds, vibrations, electromagnetic fields, and how that interacts with us in our nervous system in what we're calling the Soltech chair.
The Soltech lounge induces profound levels of relaxation that transition over time into deep meditative states. The synchronized sound, vibration, and magnetic field induce these states. The subject doesn't have to work at it.
To learn more, go to soltechwellbeing.com. That's S-O-L-T-E-C, wellbeing.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Just trust it. Have you ever thrown a fistful of glitter in the air? Have you ever looked fear in the face and said, I just don't care?
And we are back. This is Leslie Fontaine. It's a new year. And if you're interested in calling in to look at what's going on in your energy fields, for some of you, I can already tell and see you're just lighting up with some of this stuff. Don't hold back. You know, it's coming up for you to heal. It's not anything embarrassing. It's not anything humiliating. And we honor what we're presenting. Okay, that's the neat thing about a radio show like this and so many, is that we're honoring what shows up. And what we're saying courageously is that we want to clear it. We want to heal it. So the number to call is 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. This is Leslie Fontaine. We are talking about sheer alchemy. We're talking about shifting our victim energies into powerful responsibility. So, you know, often, as you all know, I'm talking about a spiritual path, not just being goal-oriented, not just muscling it through on your own. But there are progressions on the path. You know, some of you may be at the very beginning of your journey, or you haven't really learned anything new in a while, which is fine. There's no judgment on that. And some of you are much more advanced. You know, you've been working on your energy, shifting your energy. You've had mentors and teachers. You do a lot of meditation. You do a lot of personal work. And so you know enough that, you know, you are scanning your physical field, your energetic fields, and you're getting a sense of, wow, I'm feeling a block here when this topic comes up, when this subject comes up. I have learned that when I feel, I'm going to use the child word, yucky or tight in my solar plexus, when a certain topic comes up, you know, perhaps a long time ago, I would run in the other direction. I'd go hide. Now I can bring in my spiritual team and I can go straight into this wound, this experience. Now, let me tell you the progression of what it's like to go through the healing process. Okay. First, we get that not so pleasant feeling, right? Oh, wow. You know, every time I think of cold calling someone, or when I get an intuitive hit to reach out to a certain person regarding my dream or my vision or whatever it is, I get this feeling, I get this block. So the next part is that we could invite in the healing teams. We could invite in the beautiful ascended masters, light beings to participate with us. But there is a fear in there that starts to happen. All right. The fear is, well, what am I going to be asked to do? What am I going to end up experiencing if I step into this thing? So the next step from yuck to this is fear. Fear of what I'm going to become if I step into this thing. Do you see the difference? Sometimes we lump all together what these things are. So I want you to break it up. This takes courage. If you're used to hiding from some of your pain or, you know, just escaping, and honestly, all of us do this, then, you know, I want you to just, in your situation, face that fear in this moment. This is fear of what will happen if I step into this thing, if I heal this thing. So we're going in. The next part is that you're not going in alone. All right. I meet many people who've been on the spiritual path, and they still think that every single thing that they do in their spiritual life or in the guidance that they get is by themselves. They'll tell me, well, I don't have this money. I don't, this is the job I have, and this is the only source of my finances, or my family's over there and I'm over here, or this is my house. And, you know, until the things change, it's all very 3D. And yet these people are spiritual. Spiritual means there's a spirit realm. It means it's not all you. It means you can bring in the universe and your guidance team into any situation that you have. So I want you to think about that. Where are you shunning the change because you think you're all on your own? Okay. So I'm going to take a call right now. Benny, you said we've got someone on the line?
We do. We have Katie calling in from the East Side area. So hello, Katie. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks, Leslie, for taking my call.
Absolutely. How are you doing today? Happy New Year.
I'm doing good. Happy New Year to you, too.
Thank you. So what's going on with you?
I just am loving your message, and it's really resonating with me, which is obviously why I'm calling. So it's nice to connect with you. And so I guess I haven't been thinking about, you know, like, so calls I need to make for business and kind of feeling some apprehension or just not feeling like, oh, that's really going to be a positive conversation, you know? So what I've been perceiving from these situations, which I need to make these calls and connect with these people, is that I'm just not inspired. I'm not, you know, in the zone, that sort of thing. But after listening to you, I feel like maybe it's just more fear, and that I am not calling in my spiritual team to assist in the healing. So that's a totally different aspect, because I never thought that it would be like an area that needs healing. I didn't have that perspective.
Yeah, no, it's exciting to look at it differently. And then it's also a little scary too, right? I think it's so funny. We think we've got to be experts at everything like this the first time. And, you know, you can get on your skateboard for the first time, your bicycle for the first time, and somehow we understand, okay, it's going to take a few tries. And so here you are, you know, and you're being bold and brave to look at this call, at this situation. Like, I can feel it in your high heart. I can feel it in your solar plexus. It's just, you know, kind of the tightness. So let's just create a sacred space, a safe space for you right now. And and go into this tight place about, you know, I'm getting some in the back of your neck as well. So is this your dream and desire, first of all? Just really go into your field right now and don't answer off the top of your head. Really go into your field.
Mm-hmm.
Is it yours?
Yeah.
It is. Okay. All right. So your inner child showing up too. So there's some stuff going on here. What's your support been like? Do you have a support?
Not very strong.
Okay.
Not very strong, maybe. I don't know.
Okay. All right.
Just
well,
me
you
myself.
Do know. You
just
do know. You're being very careful.
Own.
Did you hear that?
I'm not sure.
You're being very careful to not blame or whatever. So I want you to know we never judge anyone else. We never, you know, picking
right.
on anybody or making them feel bad. But you said, oh, I don't know. So did you feel yourself pull back on that one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So mm-hmm. this is important to you. This is
okay.
a perfect example of how we can, like, in a millisecond, dodge a block.
Okay.
In 2 seconds. And so now we want to go into that. Like, okay, support is important to you.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an old thing. This is going, you know, into childhood.
Okay, right. That makes sense.
This is very, you know, this is an important thing because it's your dream and you have a lot of passion about it, right?
Yeah, and I didn't get really, I don't think, a lot of support from my parents or that I perceived that I needed.
Right, right. So
maybe.
That's a big part is that a big part of that is your inner child now, right? So your inner
right.
child didn't get that. And you've been strong a long time. You know, you've done a lot of other
right.
things, but this is your dream.
Right.
It's very different, right? When it's our dream.
Right.
So
right.
now let's bring in some of the masters and the light beings and let's just allow that. Let's put the parental thing aside and let's let our inner child watch a bit right now. Let her watch. And so let's bring in these beautiful energies right now. And we can just bring in Kuan Yin. We can bring in some of the powerful archangels. Bring in Michael. Bring in... Wow, there's a lot in your throat space and into your heart space, isn't there? Just a lot going
yeah,
on there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. So tell me about the fear of rejection, how that operates for you.
Yeah, I definitely don't want to be perceived as, you know, not an expert or not delivering what I stand for.
Okay, I am just seeing super clearly something. First of all, you are very relationship oriented. Very
mm-hmm.
relationship oriented. You build connection through relationship.
Mm-hmm.
That is your skill.
Yes.
That is your value right there.
Okay.
Your knowledge fear is coming from your father's energy.
Yeah.
Okay. So
mm-hmm.
I want you to mm-hmm. realize who you are. This is how this is so cool when this shows up, isn't it? It's like, okay, so I want you right now to release I'm just getting the most loving, beautiful picture right now. So I want you to release your father's energy and just hand back to him all of his energies and agreements, the contract, and just in the most loving way, say thank you so much. Just releasing it all to him. And I'm seeing Guru Rinpoche helping, taking that. And he's, you know, he's observing. He's not judging yet. He just, you know, he doesn't necessarily understand. And now I want you, I'm just seeing you moving forward with this part of you, your heart space, your voice space, your words are changing. Your whole approach is changing. So this is how intuitive guidance works, okay? This is bringing in your own energy into your gift, into what you are creating, into what you are doing. And this period right now for you is releasing a lot of these old energies that don't align with you, don't work with you. You know a lot, but you are
mm-hmm.
relationship material. That's who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You build relationship and you will be that because you bring light into the world. You will always be that.
Mm-hmm. I see. That makes a lot of sense.
So tell me how you're doing now. Tell me what's happening in your field because I'm getting a lot of moving around. There's going to be continued shifting in the next, you know, hour or so for you. This is a big deal.
Very cool. Yeah, I definitely feel it. My whole body is open and I feel just the sun on my chest and my
wow.
head and my throat chakra. And I can feel
ah!
the energy coming back and forth and around. And And just breathing that in and feels good.
Oh, yeah. And now, you know, there's going to be a little grief about some of this because there's a couple of things is, you know, we always know our parents did the best they know how. And also there's kind of a loss of time, you feel, a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you're never late. You're never late to the dance.
Okay.
You're right on time today. And if you want to, you know, talk again or talk further on this or work through, this is, you know, what I do, kind of, you know, helping people.
I appreciate it. Your work is amazing. Very cool. I've never experienced it in this capacity.
Oh, I'm so thrilled. Well, thank you so much, Katie.
Nice.
We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. That was so awesome, I do have to say. And, you know, did you see what we did there in terms of going to the truth and the essence of what a block is about or what the interference is about? Now, it will continue and it will go deeper and we will continually shift into the next level, the next level, and the next level. But if you can be brave like that and watch your energy shift and see how lovingly we handed back the energy to the ancestral line, isn't that great? So understand, we're never judging someone else or discounting the value of what anyone has given us, our education or the opportunity or the home or the open door. We're never discounting that, but we have to step into honoring who we are and what we're doing here. And Katie is a beautiful example too. She has to be relationship connection because she's connecting light to light, spirit to spirit, soul to soul. And many of you listening to this understand that you ultimately are that and everything else is secondary, but it flows and dovetails. So when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about this.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Name one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism. Passionate and caring, Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Would you like to experience life-transforming adventures in personal expansion and world service? If you do, tune in to learn about magical innate abilities that you can develop and use to make your dreams come true. Joy Elaine is author of The Joy Chronicles, and she's inviting you and millions of others to join her in working with galactic masters, angels, and the Ashtar Command. as they assist humanity and planet Earth to achieve their ultimate destination of ascension. For more information about this upcoming event and broadcast, visit joyelaine.com. That's joy, ELAINE.com.
Tune in to Dynamics of Diversity Radio, scripting the new narrative for immigration with leading experts Kripa Upadhyay and Steve Tanijo on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will remove the noise that often accompanies discussions on this topic and share a new perspective on the dynamics of immigration and diversity, ever reminding us that together we are all at the core of innovation, excellence, and positive change. Visit OrbitLawPLLC.com for upcoming topics.
And we are back. This is Leslie Fontaine. You are listening to Sheer Alchemy, transforming and transmuting our energy. The number to call if you're interested in doing some work on air is 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. It's always an honor to work with you all, and we do what we can in the short radio span that we have, but I work with people constantly in helping them to achieve their goals, to step into the next challenges in life, to whether it could be body healing, which often is a lot of blocked energy, as we all know. And some people are suffering profoundly. But this is an opportunity to take some ownership, to go deep into who we are and what we're doing. Some of us are carrying a lot of energies from our ancestral line and past lifetimes. We have a lot of contracts and agreements that are outdated. So interferences and blockages coming from sources of energy that we don't want to carry anymore. So if you're interested in working with me, I do consultation sessions that are complimentary, and we can schedule a call. You can go to my website, LeslieFontaine.com, or call me 678-665-3366. And as I mentioned, I have a class coming up, which is called Becoming the Hero in Your Own Life. And it is an opportunity for you to take certain areas of your life and step into the empowered side, very much dovetailing with our topic today, shifting our victim energies into powerful responsibility. You know, we really do know how powerful we are. We know what we're capable of achieving. But what we want to look at is what is holding us back from doing that. When we use the word responsibility and we feel our power, what scares us is what we're going to lose. We have been taught from so young that change is not necessarily good. Change means I'm going to lose something to get something. We've also learned that the weight on the lose side is heavier than the weight on the gain side. The gain side is something we don't necessarily know the quality of. We don't know how big it is. We don't know how long it'll last. We have no experience with it. It's like clearing energies. If we get rid of an abusive energy or something that's bogged us down or heavy poverty, you know, why are we afraid of the change? Because we don't know what the experience will be like on the other side. We have no experience. And we've been taught that if you don't know, then it's scary to go there. I'd love for you all to think about shifting your view of source, the universe, the light beings, and the masters to the more positive aspect, the more unconditionally loving, abundant, healthy aspect, which is that source is nothing but good. It's all good. It's all good. So any change is going to be good. We want to shift that rule out. We want to shift out what you don't know. Uh-oh, could be a problem, right? So think about how we can transform what we don't know into something awesome. Often when I'm helping people to clear and we clear out an energy, there is an empty space. Right? And sometimes we panic because we don't know what to do with that empty space. We don't know what that new thing is that's going to come in. We no longer have the agreement with a more negative energy, and now we want to draw in a more powerful, loving one. Well, if we're uncomfortable, sometimes we can bring the other right back because we're more comfortable, the devil we know versus the one we don't. So when people are talking to me about, well, I don't know why I feel this way, we're going to go straight into it because you guys are brave, you guys are bold, and we're going to find out what is it that is keeping you from fully stepping into all that you are. So the victim energies are ready to be released. What's showing up for you? And if you step into the responsibility, what areas of your field start coming up? Don't truncate the experience. Don't short circuit it. Sit with it as it comes up. See, the reason we freak out when we start to shift is because we know we can. I promise you, if you just pay attention next time, I'm telling you this stuff happens in sub-second, millisecond period where you step into the responsibility of it and you get fearful. Just notice exactly what's happening. Don't run away from it. Just sit with it. You know you're powerful, so that's what's scaring you. So sit with it. You aren't like immediately creating it in that very second, but you are frightened because you know how quickly you can. And I hope some of you will write me about this because you know what I'm telling you is true. And you've come to this point many times and shied away from it. This time, let's bring in the team. Let's create the safe space. And let's shift some of this other stuff out so you can feel how glorious and wonderful it is to step into all that you are. So, Benny, you said we've got Eleanor?
We do. Let's bring her on. She's calling in from South Lake, Washington. Hello, Eleanor.
Fabulous.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Everything you say is so wonderful. Now I've been the queen of denial, and I just step in the river and the flow. yeah, I reality check. My income last year is shouting at me that I might need to make some major changes.
How does that word change feel? That change word sounded awfully heavy.
Yeah, well, I went through it. Well, no, I've been putting off a divorce. I was married since I was 18, and I'm almost time to get Medicare if it's there. If they keep moving the carrot.
You know what? It's okay, Eleanor, because it takes as long as it takes for us. That timeline thing is arbitrary. You know, you've gone through so much up until now. So
myself as a successful old lady, like Eleanor Roosevelt. But I think she started out early. But I'll stop talking. Tell me what I know, but I don't know.
Well, Eleanor, first of all, you're not too old. You're right on time. Okay, you've been You've been through a hell of a lot, and the reason you've held on to the relationship as long as you have is a ton of fear. All right, so I'm getting a lot of your ancestral stuff, mom and dad stuff, and also, you know, and I could be a little off on this because it's a mix of things coming up very fast that I'm seeing.
Okay. Yeah.
And that is
it's been real bizarre.
Yeah, you have carried your mom and dad's energy and their priorities and their cultural rules for a long time. All right. It's like, this is how things are. This is the way it is. You know, we don't hold on to things for no reason. All right. We always hold on to things because there's certain fears that come up. And so right now, what is it that you want to do?
To be creative. That I've amassed everything I need to be creative. I would love to work with kids, but now everybody's got the flu, and I'm thinking, well, maybe I don't really want to get out there with those.
Wait a minute, I missed you. I didn't hear that. Do you have?
I love children. I used to work with kids at the Y forever, and I thought that's what I wanted to do. But now I'm feeling kind of tired, and do I really want to be around little bags of germs. I'm sorry, I'm very indelicate about this. I love words. I love being supportive, just like the last lady. It's like relationships, which I haven't done very well at personally, but I really like, mm-hmm. you know, I could be a Walmart greeter, but anyway, so.
Wow. Well, that's a lot of energy there. So I'm just going to address some things about that. First of all, there's a, I don't want to call it negativity. I don't want to call it difficult energies, but there's a lot of work that needs to be done. And I sense a lot of some resentment energies, some anger energies. So when I say this, I'm not saying it in a critical way because it's pretty hard to find any human being that doesn't have these, okay? But what we want to do is go to the core of those so that we can clear out the frustration. There is a lot of deep stuff that I would love to work with you on, but on this format, I'm not going to be able to do. For many of you listening that have situations like Eleanor, where you have held on for a long time to some circumstances that you knew for a while were not good for you, you knew for a while were either damaging to your energy or damaging to your goals, damaging to what you wanted to create, it can create a lot of sadness and a lot of anger, and often the anger's with ourselves. There's also a bulk of fear about what will happen. Will I have enough? Will I be able to take care of myself? Often the relationship was something that we used to take care of ourselves because we didn't know how else we'd make it. That goes back to something I shared earlier, which was that we have, you know, a spirituality that doesn't allow for us to bring in the ascended masters and the light beings. So if you're in that situation right now, I would really like to bring in the masters and the light beings in, because right now they don't have any of the negative energies. They don't have any of the heavy requirements of those energies, the heavy words. So let's bring them in. If you are in this situation that Eleanor just presented and you really desire to shift, I want you to see yourself releasing and handing off all of the anger, all of the frustration, all of the fear. Just see yourself releasing it into the light. All right. I'm going to bring a light shower into your field right now. Beautiful. Pearlescent gold light shower. Let's bring some of the ascended masters in, Metatron, Archangel Michael. And let's bring in the beautiful violet flame into your field. And I want you to notice where you're getting tight, where you're getting frustrated. All of this is on time. Identify why you're frustrated. Identify what your fears are. And now ask yourself, are you willing to release the fear? I'm not asking you to release the circumstance. I'm not asking you to release the people. I'm asking you to release a form of energy within yourself, whether it's loved ones from the past, current situation, fear of finances, fear of health, fear of being alone. I want you to allow yourself to release each of these aspects that are showing up for you. So some of you are going to get very emotional with this. And when you get emotional, you feel weak. I want to let you know you are not weak. This is one of the strongest things that you can do today, is to release these energies. Because then you're now coming back to that place of responsibility. I'm not going to tell you who you are, all right? This is you acknowledging and seeing who you are for yourself. So everybody's data comes up for them when we connect with Source, when we connect with the universe and with the light beings. Everyone is unique. So make the notes that are coming to you, all right? Don't ask for them to make sense. Don't ask for them to all hook together. Don't ask them to suddenly become a project plan for your life. I want you to write all this up. And if you want to write me later about this, I would love for you to give me a call and reach out so that we can, you know, walk through what these pieces of data mean for you and for your next steps of stepping into the responsibility of your life. So, Benny, we have another caller.
We do. And let's take Susan. She's calling from Delray Beach. Hello, Susan. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hi, Susan. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Good. So what's going on with you?
Well, I'm watching it, listening to your show. It sounds so interesting. And I'd love to hear from my angels, see what they have to say for me for 2017.
Okay. Well, I typically don't do readings on my show because basically we're doing clearing. And so what might be good is if you're looking for a psychic reading, it might be, you know, someone else. I'm basically, you know, looking at how to shift from some of the current energies that are blocking us stepping into our next step in our lives. And you know, maybe you've got some things that are coming up for you, and or maybe you're already in the midst of them. And if that's the case, we could work on that. Do you have anything that you're wanting to work on?
Oh, absolutely. I'm looking to improve my business and bring forth some more financial abundance.
Okay.
And bring out some exciting things that from source.
All righty. And have you had any blocks in this area? Is there anything that's gotten in your way, or has the direction shifted for you energetically?
No, it just seems like it's delay. Delays. Just, you know, nothing's really moving forward. Momentum is slow.
Okay. All righty. And can I ask what you do?
Well, what I'm currently doing is I'm a hypnotherapist.
Okay.
But alrighty. I'm working with the angels and with Jesus, and we are creating Divine University, and we're bringing forth some information. And I was just wondering if there's any blocks that could be cleared.
Well, first of all, why don't we bring them in right now? And this will help everyone that's listening. So let's go ahead and bring in, you know, Master Jesus now, and I'd like to bring in, you know, Kuan Yin and Archangel Michael, and we've done that for a few people on the show. And let's open up your seventh a bit. So I'm getting a lot of, you know, some tightness in your throat space, which is pretty much the channeling area, right? This is where we're speaking in, you know, wanting our channel to be as wide as possible. And not constricting it to 3D messaging, right? We want it to be as open as possible. So you're in a big transition right now, Susan. You're shifting in your energy, and there's a little resistance that I'm getting in your field and solar plexus area, because sometimes when we're shifting to another vibration and to a higher dimension of what we're doing, the rules are different. I call it like the fourth dimensional economy is very different from 3D economy. All right, so there's been a shift too of some of the guidance team that you're working with, and so there's a little frustration about what the program looks like and what it is that how it needs to be formulated. In other words, how you offer this program to others. So it's a little frustrating for you because you're very much a doer. You're very much a creator. And I want you to know they're just coming through very strong. So I'll just tell you this. A lot of people are on hold right now. So we're clearing out some of the negative ego. And by that, I mean some of our 3D personality level rules about how things look, what they get offered as, what we make for a living, how the costing all works out, what people are wanting and what they aren't. You're part of people wanting a higher dimensional shift right now. We're kind of losing any interest and value in the lower level food, clothing, shelter stuff. A lot of people are shifting into higher dimensional desires, realities, and vibrations. You're a part of that, but there's going to be a period where the language seems a little foreign for you. So if you'd like to talk further about this, you can give me a call and we can discuss this. But this is, you are in the middle of a shift. It looks like you can be stuck. You're not stuck, but it's like it's formulating and it's kind of like, you know, messages are coming in French and your container has sort of been, you know, English. So there is an adjustment going on in your field for this. So I hope that helps. All right. Well, I want to thank everybody for participating in the show today. This has been really tremendous for those of you that have been listening about your field, about what's going on, your desires, your dreams, your intentions. If you have any interest in working with me or would like to know what it's like to work with me, I hope you'll reach out. LeslieFontaine.com or 678-665-3366. I do free consultations and we can see if we're a good match to help you step into your 2017. It's a powerful year. And again, a reminder, if you are being affected by the energies that are coming through right now, they are powerful. And I do a lot of work with people to help them shift and deal with those energies. Have a fantastic new year. Stay open to all of the messaging that comes to you. Until next time.
You've been listening to the hit show, Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Gifted, shifted, and powerful is what this show is about. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com and LeslieFontaine.com for showtimes and dates. Contact Leslie at LeslieFontaine.com to schedule a transformative session that removes your blocks so that you can say yes to explosive abundance. You will not be the same.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.